5-year discounted mortgage interest rates are still falling and will drop to an average of 2.77% by the end of the year, then hold firm for a full year, according to the BC Real Estate Association's latest forecast. The average fixed 5-year rate in 2019's third quarter is expected to be 2.86%, which is down from an average of 3.16% in Q2. This is just an average, as some 5-year fixed rates are currently available as low as 2.25%. BCREA said in its forecast that one key reason for declining rate was because rising trade tensions between the United States and China fed growing fears of a global economic slowdown. Those fears pulled long-term Canadian interest rates low enough to invert the Canadian bond yield curve, a frequent, though not infallible, precursor to recession. As bond yields fell, the average 5-year contract rate offered by Canadian lenders declined to an average of 2.86%, with 5-year fixed rates as low as 2.25% currently available. The 5-year qualifying rate is expected to hold firm at 5.19%, having been reduced from 5.34% earlier this year. Under current rules, this means mortgage applicants will still have to qualify at this rate to pass the B20 stress test, or their contract rate plus 2%, whichever is higher, despite contract mortgage rates, the amount they will actually pay each month, dropping. Source: BCREA Economics. The Bank of Canada's overnight rate, which variable mortgages are based on, is expected to hold firm, although the BCREA did not rule out a decline if the bank decides to follow the U.S. Federal Reserve's lead. Source: BCREA Economics. Overall, the report's outlook for the Canadian economy was one of very cautious optimism. We expect the Canadian economy will post trend growth of about 1.8% in 2020. Though significant downside risks remain due to elevated trade tensions and their consequent impact on exports and investment. On future interest rate changes, the report authors concluded, the baseline outlook for the Canadian economy is not signaling the need for further stimulus. Policymakers remain wary of reigniting a buildup in household debt, particularly after imposing policies designed to bring those debt burdens down. We expect the bank will therefore remain on hold as long as the bank's assessment of economic risk does not reach a tipping point.